Welcome to episode 400 of the Broad Street Bullied. I can honestly say I did not expect us to ever get to this. I thought maybe 100 and then maybe 200, but definitely not 400. And don't expect 500, that's for sure, because Big Bean is real close to killing himself and Cliff is always real close to killing himself. Anyway, on that pleasant note, let's roll.
I also heard he had a micro penis.
Oh my god.
You can't say these things on purpose.
I'm actually just
I have to verify.
Hold, please.
Glenn rolls all of his hit dice and doesn't quite make it back up to full, but close.
Yeah, because it's not a good rest. It's just a long rest. So you have to roll your hit dice, guy.
Well, we roll them, but then we get them back, right?
Yeah. You roll all of them. Yeah, you heard that?
Fuck.
They don't know how that works.
Extremely deformed, lemon-shaped or egg-shaped, noting it was thick at the base but small toward the head.
That's unfortunate.
Aw.
Shit, I don't know how many hit dice Zod has.
Except for
you have 12 of them.
Yeah.
Very low testosterone.
Hey.
That's okay.
That's fine, isn't it?
And was offered max penis enlargement pills.
Hmm.
With some speculating he had a condition known as micropenis.
I know things.
You sure do. Yikes.
Yeah.
Gets creepier.
Well, at least Glenn gets his spell slots back here. That's nice. Alright, and we're back for 30th time. Alright, let's go.
Alright. So you guys,
I gotta watch
up
this thing like a fucking hawk.
Fairly refreshed.
A lot more refreshing than we were fucking before this.
Mm-hmm. Truth. Mm-hmm. You're about, I would say, 100 yards from the entrance.
Mm-mm.
And you see that there are a couple more draconians, like, guarding around there. So, you...
Tickle them.
Can tickle them. Yeah, that's one way of working it out. Or you can...
No, thank you.
No... You can either wait until they, change guard, or you can just go up.
Why not wait for them to change guard? Are they going to walk away before the next guard's there? That's sloppy.
Slop guard.
That is sloppy guard.
Time to go.
Usually when they change guards, there's less. So, while the other guards are coming in.
Mm.
Anyway.
Why is there a 5-minute gap between guard shifts?
So people can get in.
The guy's clocking in. Clocks at the back.
So, what are you going to do?
So what are they? So they're outside of a gate?
They're outside of the entrance to this giant bat palace.
And we just see two of them?
You see a couple meandering about, yeah. There's more than two.
Yeah.
You're going to see... I mean, you see two at the gate, but
yeah,
you're pretty far away, so there could be more in shrubberies. Sure. And the shrubberies!
I say we just charge them. We blow. That's we blow.
Zod asks Glenn...
We blow's like, I have my dragon sword. She's got her dragon axe.
Let's do it.
Our dragons.
Zod asks Glenn...
No subterfuge? No subterfuge, huh? No.
Not with dragon. I mean, not for we blow.
Okay.
He's not a subterfuge shorter person.
Can Zod have some healing from Glenn?
Why?
Because he only got up to 65.
Did you add his constitution modifier in?
Yeah, he only has a +1 constitution.
Yeah, do it 15 times.
I did.
I thought we took a rest.
We did, but you have to...
What did you roll?
Roll your hit dice.
15d8.
It's fine. Everyone's back up to full health.
No, that's fine. We can fucking...
We'll do it right.
That's fine. Fucking guy.
You can roll again. That sounds like it was a really hard roll.
How much does he need?
70.
13, 8, 28.
How did you lose 70?
He was down to 8.
58.
And what are your hit die?
D6,
right?
There you go. You're back up.
Thank you.
Glenn goes, take on my fucking staff of healing over there. Staff of healing and then I'll be fucking charging the guy.
Sorry, Glenn.
Think you get a good night's sleep and you didn't drink so much.
What level are you?
15.
I got a 79. And plus 15 would be 80. No, it's 90.
It's fine. We're back up. It all doesn't matter.
All right. I was just helping. I'm trying to help.
You probably just rolled like shit.
Okay. Sure. All right. So let's do it. What are you guys doing? You're just going to bum rush these fuckers.
I mean, would we do anything different?
Mm-mm. No, let's go.
I guess it's wacky whack.
All right. So as you're running up, mm-hmm. You see someone come out of the castle gates, and he's like, no need for violence.
Seems like there's need for violence.
We killed a lot of people to get here.
killed a giant trash thing.
Let's parlay. There's no need for this.
Who is that guy?
It's a little dark dwarf.
Ah, oh, it's cleft face.
Cleft palate.
Wait! I'm so weird.
A little gay thing. Cleft palate is his name. Cleft tea palate.
Hey!
Wait, that's my guy. My name.
You know this name.
Worst fucking name. I will never, ever like that name.
That's fine.
Poor Cliff. Dr. Cliff.
Clifty Palette.
What are you a doctor of?
I don't know.
Doctor.
I'm a doctor. I'm a doctor.
Name a kind of doctor.
You know. There's the...
Proctology?
Belly button doctor? Is that a doctor? One of those belly button doctor.
Something that's not gross.
Belly button can grow. They can get pretty close.
Ooh.
They got the outies.
Yeah.
Freaks.
So as you approach,
what if Lula wants to swing at this guy? <and kill?
laughs> I mean, you could. But. I prefer you didn't. I mean, you can. It's completely up to you, really.
Move here for a second.
Okay.
Don't kill him. Okay. This is the way.
Okay.
Interesting choice. Stab. Stab, stab, stab. Okay, silence. Stab, 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 stab.
So, he kind of is like a little, I would say, nebbish. Kind of
mm-hmm.
character.
Do you know what nebbish means? He's gonna look it up. Give him a second.
I was like, I don't know what nebbish means. If we're gonna do that.
You spell that.
Read it aloud.
N-E-B-I-S-H, I think.
Yeah, there might be two B's in there.
Could be two B's, though. That guy.
A person, especially a man, who is regarded as pitifully ineffectual, timid, or submissive.
The jungle Asian of men.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Do you need it in the
radio? It's cold.
I'm not.
I'm freezing.
You can turn up a little heat in your own house if you want.
Well, no, I'm good. I'm just going to get a blanket.
You knew what nebbish meant, right?
No.
Oh, okay. It's like a
nerdy,
small,
timid,
little,
oldish guy.
Timid
yeah.
guy, yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Oh, my God. This fucking thing. Oh, I hate it so much.
This throbbing cock.
What? I hate it so much.
What?
I hate reading this out loud. Anyway.
Throbbing cock. Wait, what?
He brings out his chicken.
Stop choking it.
Hate this fucking chicken.
Kill it.
What's going on?
Please, sir, stop.
Someone just brought out a chicken and choked it to death in front of
me. I'd be very upset.
Stop, are we eating it? Is this dinner?
Nope. Oh my god. I ate
it. Oh, it's as your iPad.
Yeah.
Oh. Just shows you large icons.
That's
right, my Mac just shuts off on me now. So that's cool.
This is like an anti-Apple house.
This is the word, yeah. I don't even know what I'm going to do. I guess I could try to install Audacity on my other work laptop. They have that one more lockdown. This one they just gave me.
Mm.
So he's...
And then waitlisted it because Apple products don't work on enterprise security things.
What?
None of them do.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not talking.
Yeah.
They had the fucking... Remember we bought the base for them? They wanted, like... Because we used to have, like, the... The laptop locks.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Lock the laptops to the fucking thing.
Oh, yeah.
And then, so we're trying to find one for Apple for the Macs. Mm. And we found the one company made them, and they had a lock and everything. But then you could just hit a button on the bottom to pop it out. And we're like, what the fuck is that?
We made so much fun of that fucking thing because we're like, but can't you just push the button on the bottom? And the engineer's not sitting around like...
The whole point is you can't get it the fuck out.
Wow. There was a key. It was like one of the round keys too, with the, you know, very very like,
yeah,
mm-hmm. looked secure.
Yeah,
and then you just flip it over, pop.
That's disappointing.
It was.
And we were like, oh.
And that was the best. That was the best one we saw.
It was, and then we all just said, don't.
We said, don't worry,
don't
about
tell
it.
William.
Yeah, don't steal our fucking laptops. Then one laptop got stolen and the firm disbanded because all the information on it.
Oops.
Whoopsie. That's my B.
I'm gonna take it for the team.
Sorry, dogs.
My bad. Was it? Well, at least we had encryption. This is a Mac.
I mean,
so
that one was also on me. Another B on my list of Bs. Just added to the.
Little problem. The only thing is that you don't have that on the Macs, and I used everything on it.
At least they couldn't get to our servers. Well, I have it on a notepad, all the passwords. Mac couldn't connect to the Linea servers.
You six a lot. And Parallels.
That's another B for me, I think. I can take that one.
Well, at least it's not a Windows machine. Well, there's Parallels on it, so you can't act like a Windows machine. Although it still doesn't support the network stuff or the encryption. So that's also one thing. Anyway, I'm gonna go get lunch.
I really hope we find this thing. I just downloaded our databases. I don't even know why. I just
then they start asking real carefully. Well, at least the iManage documents aren't on it. Well, I did download a lot of them.
I wrote scrapers for our databases because the database team won't give me access when I need it, so I just have a daily scraper.
I also put in a lot of backdoors so that I can get to the databases.
I have an app that just runs SQL when you put into the text area.
Bad news, I moved the databases to that computer.
I had them run a script that records it to
well,
that.
Well, hopefully they won't find that app. It launches on startup.
I use it a lot. So.
Dun.
Remember the app we had that just ran SQL you put into the text area?
Mm-hmm.
That was in a production environment.
It was a production environment, yeah. That was bad.
What do you mean an app that just...
That was written by...
Well you...
Like in an app you would put SQL into it?
Well...
sort of.
It gave you all the SQL. So you could just click run and put in like the number or the name you needed. But...
You could just
put... So you knew all the tables.
Right.
You didn't have to guess.
Yeah.
You could also put
just told you
in
all of
and
them.
And say drop.
Yeah, it just ran it. There was no checking or parameterization or anything.
Nice, holy shit.
I had full access to the database. DBO.
It's definitely a bold move.
I mean, it was.
Got the job done.
It was something. I mean, it didn't. No, that. Oh! It didn't really work that well.
That was pretty much all the apps.
Yeah.
Well.
All your data's gone.
I hope that's okay.
That was like our first meeting when we were writing our one app, and we just got yelled at for like 30 minutes by the director of finance. Because she's like, I have this fucking app, and the lawyers would put in all this data for like 2 hours and then hit submit, and then it would error out on them. And they'd just lose it. And then they would like call me and yell at me. And I couldn't do anything. Yeah. We're like, yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, we know about that.
That's not good. We're going to fix that.
They had one.
She was very angry.
They should save more regularly. Did you tell them to save more regularly?
Well, the problem was there was another app that would make a like 3 or 4 SQL Server calls every time you pressed a character. Mm. Which, if you're on the local network, didn't really notice, but a lot of people in Hong Kong use this.
Oh my god.
And it was like tick. Tick.
Jesus Christ.
So it was like, it was impossible to use. And yeah, I was like, well, that's, you know, I mean, I know type aheads, but that's not how you usually do them, by calling the database 3 times.
We're going to block the UI from any input while we do this.
Let me just
lock up that main thread.
I can type pretty fast. Hold up there, bro. All right, so
that's my B.
I was the one that wrote that. I wrote it on the Mac. My bad. I can run this thing that'll give me all the data from everyone's machine.
Did you see the guy that I replaced as an architect is a CIO at one of the...
Yeah.
I sent you that, right?
Yeah, Chris okay, Cattle. Anywhere USA?
Anywhere.
Yeah, he's... whatever. I know the law firm he works for. It's a little podunk piece of shit. Law firm.
Oh
so.
My god,
it is.
That was tragic.
Somewhere.
You don't. He started higher.
Oh.
He was in like the number 3 law firm in the country.
And
now
the
he's in
law
like
firm.
Number 90 law firm. So Kreft is like I'm aware of who you guys are.
I like your mac and cheese.
I don't.
Fuck you. I prefer Velveeta.
No one does.
It's not true.
Velveeta's garbage.
It is garbage, but it's still better than the powder.
They're both bad, let's be honest.
Yes, Kreft, go on.
We know of you.
Uh-huh.
You've been...
I mean, at this point, yes.
Very... been quite a pain. And we also know that you...
I felt bad to seeing you before, but it was necessary.
What are you talking about?
Go on.
Len.
No, I let's continue that conversation. Deceiving us how?
I like him.
Oh, you thought that? Okay, that's yeah, that's fine. We don't
just
care.
Want that out there.
It's good.
Hunter wants to shake his fucking head.
I can't gonna keep it in any longer.
Give him a pamphlet.
give him a pamphlet.
He takes it because he's trying to. Yeah. Oh, this is you did this yourself. Mm-hmm. Huh? Lovely. He like crumples it up, puts it in his back pocket.
He did.
Anyway, we are aware of your intentions, and we'd like to propose a counteroffer.
Mm-hmm.
So, what would you? So, if you go up against it's the dragon god, am I right? It's the god of dragons.
Right? Well, he's not here.
do you see where you are?
Mm-hmm.
You see how we like drop this?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know why?
Because you needed more armies?
Because it was heavy?
Let's just say that there's a lot of, well, a lot of surface stuff. But we also brought a lot of stuff that's underneath the surface.
Mm.
You get catch my drift.
Mm.
Do you catch my drift?
Mm-hmm.
Like basements.
So
sublevels.
Anyway, how did you guys live this long?
Good at stabbing things, I think.
No, the dragon god is here.
Oh my god,
she is here.
Okay.
All right. So what I'm saying is, not only is the dragon god here, Valdoresh is here, and so is the dragon god's regent.
Mm-hmm,
so,
mm-hmm.
There's a lot that you would need to fight.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see it working out great for you guys.
Okay.
It would be great if you gave in.
Like surrender?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's probably not going to happen. But what I will say is this. Walk away, turn around, leave, and we'll forget about the gold. We'll forget about all of your
transactions. That wasn't us.
Okay, sure. We'll forget about all your...
What gold?
We'll forget about all your past
transgressions. They're all jingling with thousands of gold.
Shiny fucking plates. You
wish she had... Bulging bags, sacks tied to their
headdress.
It's not only that, she has an artifact hammer that was obviously a giant part of that treasure. We'll forgive all your past transgressions. And we'll even spare you from the coming of
mm-hmm.
Kemet.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We will offer you, once again, except for the dwarf, offer you a...
the dwarf. I was in the army.
We'll offer you a place in the army.
You gave me a place before. No.
I wasn't there. I wouldn't have given you a place.
He's just the person I killed.
Who'd you kill?
Well, some captain guy.
Bullstan? He's my lover! Ah! No, that doesn't happen. He doesn't care. He's like, whatever. Okay, he was pretty good, but whatever. Look, we all respect power, and you guys are obviously powerful for some reason.
House of my God!
Sure. But, come on. You're not going to win this. There's no reason for you to even fight. Come on in. I'll introduce you to Falbarash. We'll talk. We'll parlay. We'll drink some wine. We'll eat some food if you're into girls or boys. We got those.
I am pretty hungry.
have a nice rest. What do you say?
I mean, no. We did a lot to get here to kill you people, so...
I know, and I'm telling you that we're going to forget about it, because you're not going to win this fight. I can't see
well
any way that you would go up against...
Do you have any proof that that Tiamat is here?
I mean...
Because that's a whole thing.
You'll have to trust me. not that that's the best answer, but I'm telling you that she's here.
I don't trust a dark
dwarf. Can we do a roll to see if we believe him or not?
Sure. Yeah, you can roll deception. Or roll...
Perception.
Insight.
At plus 11 perception.
Is it insight? Okay.
Insight?
And plus 0.
Yeah, insight's right.
Glenn's got plus 9.
Plus 4. Insight.
All right, Glenn, do it.
The worst. 10? I guess you gotta roll against it.
Roll against it.
Worst. The one time you fucking need some insight.
You got a 33.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I don't think I was gonna beat that no matter what. That makes me feel better.
So you kind of, you're pretty sure he's telling the truth.
Fuck.
I mean, he could be lying, but based on your...
give us a minute. We're going to go over here and pray about it.
Sure. Go ahead. Talk to whoever you got to do.
All right. We scoot away a little bit.
You could ask Alan, too.
That's what he's going to
do. I figured.
Get it? He's going to pray about it? He don't know.
He's got a direct line
That's
to the
Helm's favorite time of the day.
Help!
Oh, God. Hi, Glenn.
They said Tiamat's already here.
Well, that's technically not true.
Ah.
But the technical part is the worst part of it. So she's not totally here,
mm-hmm.
but she's mostly here.
Mm.
Meaning she still has to come out of the realm from that she's in.
Okay.
And in order to get into the physical
world. So like one head is here?
No. Think of the whole dragon is here,
mm-hmm.
right? But it can't move out yet. Because it hasn't...
She's stuck in a hole?
It's more of a cave. She's not stuck, but she is kind of half between this world and the last.
Mm-hmm. Actually, so she's not all the way powered up?
She's not all the way powered up. Okay. I think all the way powered up would be... that would be tough for even me.
Mm-hmm. So she's still stabbable then?
Yeah, probably. probably not very stabbable, but yeah. Do you want to use your special power?
Sure, I want a wish spell.
Okay.
To be able to use today.
All right, well then roll. You need to roll for that.
All right, here we go, baby.
Very important you make this.
What? So close. Got an 18.
I thought you had to get it. Wasn't it 20%?
I think it might be my based on my level. What's it called? 5e commune?
Yeah, commune with deity.
Oh, wait. No, hold on. That was a different thing. It was fuck. It was fuck.
It's a cleric thing, right?
Yeah. It wasn't the spell. It was like a class feature. Once a day, you get the blah blah blah. Divine intervention. Mm-hmm. Yeah, equal or lower than your cleric number.
Oh, that sucks.
So close.
Sorry, I'm all tapped out.
That's all right.
But. I will give you this advice.
Your god's very limited. You all hear this going on.
Shut up.
This is between me and Owl. This is our private time.
Don't call it that. Don't call it that one. It sounds weird. So I'll give you this advice. You have nothing to lose by at least taking him up on his offer to see the layout.
Okay.
I would...
So you don't want to stab him at the gate?
I mean, that's going to cause a lot of ruckus, and I think there's probably some ways you could learn about your enemy before you just charge in there like a pack of wild animals. I know that's what you are.
Not me!
No, I'm sorry, I didn't mean you, Glenn. Anyway, but that's how I would do it.
Okay.
If you can convince these other yahoos.
Okay.
All right.
Well, they'll trust your word.
All right. Have a good one, buddy. Take care.
I love you.
Uh-huh. We'll talk later.
Oh, yeah, yep. All right. So, Helm says we should just go and go check it out. Doesn't hurt. But the T-Mat's not here. It's like half here.
Like, only one of its heads?
Kinda. I think that's what it is. No, it's not all the way in the realm. It's only half powered up.
Oh, it's only half powered.
Yeah, so we could stab it back into the other realm.
Oh, cool. I like stabbing.
I don't think it'll kill it.
By the way, he never said it was half powered up. That was not ever anything he said. Just saying.
This sounds doable now.
Yeah, I think that was the gist. Because we could handle it. He trusted us.
I don't think he did. Anyway. So, Kreft is like, are you guys done with your little seance?
Yeah, it was prayer.
But, sorry. Whatever, you got. Whatever.
Yeah, no. I think we're gonna take you up on that. We're gonna not gonna ruin your shit.
Thank you. So, yeah, come on in. I'll introduce you to Falarash, and we'll...
We met him once. Twice.
That was the flaying guy.
Yeah.
Well, he had to do that. You know that.
He was a core part of our team.
He was very important.
His name was...
Blail.
Yeah. Yes.
That doesn't sound right.
No, it was. Totally was. He's dead. But there's nothing we can do about that. That's left by God. You guys weren't even, like, powerful then. Like, now we respect you, right? Mm-hmm. Back then, you were kind of just a little bit of a pain in the ass, so we wanted to prove a point. And, we crucified and flayed him. We do that a lot.
Oh my God, you crucified him?
Yeah, he was outside. Crucified, flayed.
Isn't crucifixion I guess it's not necessarily Christian.
That's
because
not.
Because of the religion.
but, yeah.
Does that matter?
I don't want to be anachronistic.
I said, when that happened, I said, he's basically, his entrails are splayed out.
Yeah, I remember this.
Yeah, and he goes, I think you mean displayed. And I was like,
that pun got you.
That did get me. So yeah, let's not think about one.
Let's never think about.
Talk about that again.
Look, it happened. Let's move on.
Were you playing with us back then?
No.
The entrails?
Yeah, no, that's right. You came, later.
You came after. This was a.
Because that was, you came after John Stahl
stormed out.
That was the other guy. That was Dale. But John Stahl played Glenn.
Mm-hmm.
Not well.
But we talked about that cutting the Vikings and how they cut the back out.
Oh yeah, that's the Blood Eagle.
So you never heard of it? Maybe I'm confusing the two.
I think you're confusing.
Gotcha.
It wasn't a Blood Eagle. He just was cut open and
from the front to the back.
From the front, entrails spilled out.
As you do.
And crucifixion.
Yeah.
So he stormed out, and. So, come on in. Let's relax. He goes, just walks into the gigantic, opulent, palace.
It's nice in here.
Thank you. We try and keep up on it. I know it's not real nice around here.
Maybe that's why people don't aren't excited that you're here.
Oh, some people are.
I'm saying if the whole city was nice.
We're gonna fix it up. Don't worry, it's a fixer upper, but it's got good bones.
Does it? I see a lot of
There's
bones.
There's a lot of bones. Yes. Bones everywhere.
I saw that pun coming.
Oh shit. So when you enter the hall, he is basically like lounging, like douchebag on a big throne,
mm-hmm.
with all these draconians and kobolds running around doing whatever he wants.
Kobolds?
Yeah, they're like the slave race.
I know.
For dragons. So he's like, yeah, I don't.
They want a fireball and they're all dead.
Yeah, Kress, like, I don't like kobolds. they serve a purpose, right? So, why don't we come in? We'll go to the grand dining room, and we'll have some food. Good food, not
crap food.
Not crap food like the other people eat.
Do you have any plantains?
Wow. You drinking rum?
Don't think so.
In the islands.
What is a plantain?
It's a sort of fruit.
I've never heard of that one. We do have some mangoes. Some star
smangoes.
Smangoes. We have some maps. Some oranges, which are very rare. Grapes, obviously. Tons of grapes. Lots of grapes. Grapes. We have the most grapes.
Okay.
There's the suckling pig. There's roast venison. There's pretty much if you're hungry. You'll find something. So
okay, well, let's go.
Sounds delicious.
You go into the hall, and Falaresh is there. And he's like, ah! If it isn't the pains in our ass.
Anyway. Wow, Candlemouth Adventurers, thank you.
Yeah. You haven't used that in a while.
No, we haven't.
that was short-lived. I do remember stumbling upon a lot of people with candles in their mouths, though, in the beginning.
Took a lot of work.
Yeah, thank you. It's almost, this is like a tete-a-tete. We've been doing this for so long now, you and I. Just kind of missing each other every once in a while. Getting close, but not actually, speaking in a civil way. I'd like to rectify that. So why don't we go into the dining room and we'll have a little chat.
Sounds like he's hitting on you.
Everyone does.
That's how I'm making so sexy.
God damn this perfect form.
Yeah, kind of the opposite. So You guys are in the dining hall.
Did Cleft come with us?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cleft. Not Cleft.
Sorry. That was an actual mistake.
So, he's sitting, I see my consigliere, Kreft, over here, helped get you into the building. I'm glad you guys decided to go with, talking over violence, which I prefer.
Well, he said you brought Tiamat all the way in here.
Tiamat is here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like the goal for you, right?
I mean, you don't want to, she's still not in a great mood, so I wouldn't. We're not gonna.
Is she ever in a great mood?
Sometimes. I'm not gonna call an audience with her, but her regent is here. Him and I are pretty close.
Yeah, you ride him, right?
It's a mutual.
He rides you?
It's a mutual riding.
He couldn't ride me.
You ride back?
I do. He does allow me to fly with him, let me put it that way. Riding. He doesn't like when you say riding.
Do you put a saddle on him? Are you riding bareback?
Yeah, you have to, okay? You have to put a saddle on him. How am I going to stay on a dragon?
I've never ridden a dragon.
All of this
is new to us.
There's a lot to it. You got to strap
it
in.
It'd be so big, it just like you could slide under one of his scales.
It's not that big. How big do you think a scale is?
I don't know.
It's not the size of a human.
I never saw a region dragon.
Well, think of the biggest red dragon you've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And multiply by two.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
It's very big. Two red dragons.
Very big. I don't know how you guys made it all here. Anyway, we can speak to the region if you want.
Do you ride both of them?
It's one dragon the size of two. One.
Okay.
Same dragon.
Right. Yes, the mouth.
He's like rubbing his temple. It's like, oh, God. I'm going to need a lot of wine. Anyway, what I'm saying to you, and I'm pretty sure what my friend said, is we're not even going to force you into making a decision right now. But bear in mind, we have the regent, who is on his own probably the most powerful dragon right now in Faerûn, and Tiamat in the cave downstairs, who is obviously the most powerful dragon in Faerûn.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So instead of fighting me, Kreft, two dragons,
so it is him.
Tiamat, he would not would never call Tiamat a dragon. He would say, fighting me, Kreft, the regent, and the queen, why don't you just, take some cash, go home, just live your lives.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take us a while to reach all aspects of Faerûn. You'd probably be able to live a life without even ever seeing us again.
It's not a bad idea.
I don't hate it.
But, let's enjoy today.
Sure.
And let's just, have a good discourse, and we'll eat, we'll have a little party. We'll, bring some of the local women in and the men.
We'll hoard up.
Yeah, get it all nice and
Malvanta's in.
So basically that's what's happening now. Like, now there's a bunch of people.
I mean, no matter what, Vanta's against, because you want to become the general of the hell. So your dude, whatever, what the fuck's your dude?
Asmodeus.
Does not want Tiamat. So.
No, she doesn't want Tiamat.
Yeah.
But
don't you have a direct connection to Asmodeus?
Maybe.
No, just to her uncle.
Oh. Okay.
The uncle has a direct connection to Asmodeus because he's the general.
Indirect connection.
Yeah, it's like he's
cousin once removed.
She's got a call and he patches her through. So basically you guys are there eating and drinking, and the odd thing is, and I need you guys to all roll a what would it be? Wisdom.
Oh, yes.
So
Glenn got 23. Weeblo did not get a
23. Okay.
He got a 3. Nice!
Zod got a 26. Automon got a 6.
Okay.
What'd you get?
16.
Feldrath got a 33.
Oh my god.
So he's actually starting to charm you.
Okay.
You're like, this guy's not that bad.
Oh, I get an advantage against charming.
Well, you have an act.
You're not charmed. He's charming. Not charming you. Oh. But he's
not casting charm.
He's not casting charm. He's very charismatic, and you can tell why people follow him, and you know.
He's like a cult leader.
He's basically like a cult leader, except you know, you don't see him that way right now because you've been hanging out with him all day, and he's been telling jokes, and it's been fun, and you've been eating and whoring.
I'd kill for this guy. Doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't. I mean, you kill for him.
That's fine.
But you are starting to question if this is the right path. Vanta, obviously not. But you are also kind of...
Charmed.
You know. He's also a tiefling. Very attractive tiefling. Same background as you, you know. So...
It's racist.
Super racist.
Why is it racist?
You're basically the same.
He's basically talking to you about, like, you know, tiefling culture. You know, where you know, I'm obviously a tiefling that was from the Asmodeus bloodline as well as you, and we're this is what, you know, it just, we took different paths, that's all. So, and, you know, he's talking to Automon, and he's like, oh, I didn't know we had royalty in our court.
Thank you.
I mean, you are of the Benir family.
I am,
From Meza Branzi.
Then
I love the fact that you can't say your own city.
He wasn't there very long.
But welcome. I'm sorry. We should have treated you better.
A little bit better. I agree.
With your station, we'll correct that. You'll get the best room. I promise.
Yes. That's all.
He talks to Zod, and he's like, Zod,
I'll be Zod.
You also are actually from a high-class tiefling family.
So. He vomits.
Get it out, buddy. Get it all out. I'll hold your horns back. So obviously, very charming. Kreft is kind of...
Then he skips over Weeblo.
No, he's talking to Weeblo. He's like, you're a very formidable warrior, and I am going to appeal to the Dragon Queen to see if we can get you a high place in the Dragon Army. I know you were in there, because I heard from Resmir, but we'll fix this whole dwarf racism that I am not fond of, in the least, obviously, because my right-hand man is a dwarf.
Well...
Kreft is there. But you see him, he's like,
Weeblo. Just disgust face.
Kreft is just is like pretty quiet now. He's like playing with a little dragon figurine and looking at. He's very but yeah, I mean he's a little off, but he's a pretty good guy. And then, you know, he goes to land and he's like, your armor is resplendent. I imagine that's a boon from your god, Helm, who I actually have a lot of respect for.
He's the best god, for sure.
I mean, everyone has their own opinions on religion, and that is fine by me. Mm-hmm. You are free to worship whoever you want. Even the Dragon Army, you're free to worship whoever you want. There's a couple people around here that aren't quite worshiping Tiamat. They worship other gods, but you know, they know what a winning side is. Yeah, so, you know, so this goes on for a while. And at night, the party's starting, and he's entertaining a lot of different people, and Kreft is walking, like, I would say more skulking around, like I would be at a party. you know, like, so many people.
You have your headphones on.
I have my headphones on, and I'm trying not to have anyone touch me. I'm so this is probably the best opportunity to take a little bit of a look-see-loo around.
Invisible.
Well, I mean, are we going to look around as a party?
Yeah, we're going to go around.
Then there's no point for you being invisible.
But I could be invisible.
If you want, I guess.
There's only four of you now. Nuh-uh.
Gotcha.
Gotcha.
Invisible.
You're all drow now, right? You're not Steve Pope
yeah.
anymore.
Yeah.
You are horrible at names. Alright, so if you are stealthing around or sneaking around, it's not that difficult. There's a lot of noise. It's
sure.
Kind of cacophonous with music and people partying and dancing. There's like a sex in the corner.
Yeah.
I don't even know if Zod will leave right now because this is like the first time he's been able to be debaucherous and, you know.
We just have a bottle of wine and we're just leading him.
Put on a stick in front of him.
So you are in the main hall, and the grand dining room is adjacent to the main hall on the left, and then there's what looks to be like a library to the right.
Mm-hmm.
That
looks interesting. You want to go in there? You want to go in there, boy? What else?
I was going to say, there's two paths that go beyond like the throne room. Like it's basically a dais that's circular
mm-hmm.
and has like steps up, but around the sides, there's two paths that go down. You would assume that's where like the sleeping quarters and kitchens and things like that.
Yeah,
but. Yeah, there's. If you want to draw it, or if you want to, I can draw it for you real quick. So I have, and this is not the scale, so don't.
We're gonna judge.
Yeah. Harshly.
And these go back further than we can see. So it's like this.
Doug? Oh, dining.
Okay.
I am Arwen, right? I blame computers.
Okay. Well, I mean, I guess let's check out the library first.
Okay.
Maybe they got some open books we could read. Some of the research.
Or you could open them. it's a pretty comprehensive library. It's not Candlekeep, but mm-hmm. it's, you know, there's a lot here. You do notice that there is a book like the one you found in this library.
Yeah.
Obviously, you still can't read it because you don't know the language. It's in. But there are pictures that, you know, show different...
Well, they're still looking for the other book, right?
They are, yeah. It shows pictures of certain ceremonies and most of them don't look nice.
Mm-hmm.
Not real friendly ceremonies. Not like you're, you know, not like a May... parade or anything like that. It's more evisceration and using the entrails or things,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
taking dragon eggs and turning them into draconians, those kinds of things. So obviously not only the good dragons though, like only the metallic dragons, not chromatic, which is bad, not a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's
yes, they're not going to use their own babies.
No, they wouldn't do that. What are they, Epstein? I'm sure some of those babies are his.
What's the reagent's name? Epstein. Oh, God!
Oh, no!
Uh-oh! So, there's a lot of books on the culture of the Kryn and the Dragon Army. Mm. Do you want to take a look at some of the books that are of Kryn?
Are we making the assumption that's where this world... city came from?
I would. You can make that assumption because you're seeing books about lands that don't exist, mm-hmm. and you know, like you see something like the god of Istar, and you know, like things that you have no clue what it is.
Yeah.
And for to read the book though, whoever has the highest intelligence, I would need to roll. It's not a high DC, but it's
plus three.
Glenn's got a 15.
That's a plus three.
That's a two.
Plus two.
Minus one.
Yeah.
Do you have a? Is it a saving throw?
It's more of a arcana check.
Well, if it's arcana check, Glenn's got a plus six.
Then I would do that.
What do you got for arcana? You might have higher.
Plus three.
For oh, you're not proficient.
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
It's not a super high DC, so.
Well, Glenn has not been rolling great for these.
Mostly common.
Okay. 21.
That's plenty. So, you find one volume that talks about the Dragon Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, you know that...
This one sounds cool!
You know that there was a war of dragons that took place hundreds of years ago that actually sent... And they don't call it her Tiamat, they call her Takesis in these books, because just that's her name in this world. Where Takesis was sent back to her realm by some warriors, and they kind of obviously these books are written by bad guys, so they're kind of talking about them like they're evil, but you can read between the lines
because
you're pretty smart. And
sounds like us.
You read a passage about dragonlances, and that
I read that book.
Did you?
No, I didn't read that one.
You should read Dragonlance.
Yeah, no.
This is all from that book, by the way.
There's a book series called Dragonlance.
I know, my buddies read them.
Nerd.
Wow.
Great books. They're great books. The first three and the second three, awesome. Should read them. But, yeah, they're talking about Caramon and Rasslin and Tika and all the people that, you know, you would recognize if you read the books. But you notice this passage about they call them the abysmal creation of the humans, these dragonlances. They're one of the things that helped them win the war.
Mm.
So you know that's kind of important.
Just be nice to have a dragon lance.
There's instructions on how you can make one.
Mm-hmm.
I think Weeblo would probably be better suited to understanding them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But
he does have that hammer.
You have that hammer. See, remembering things. so Weeblo's pretty sure he could make one.
Mm.
But you need. And you have enough silver, gold, and you can get enough steel to make it. Apparently in Kryn, steel is rarer than gold.
Mm.
So it's much more valuable than gold. But
we have all these extra plate mails we're carrying around.
you'd be like billionaires in Kryn. so you see the instructions on how to make one. Obviously it's going to be difficult to make it.
can we use your forge for a while?
What? That we don't. What? But it doesn't look like there's much you can do to hurt Tiamat with the weapons that you currently have.
Mm-hmm.
You're reading through the books and you're like, "Oh shit! I think they're not lying. I think they're telling the truth, guys. I don't think this is gonna be easy."
But I got a Dragon Slayer sword.
You do have a Dragon Slayer sword. That would work.
Yes.
Sort of. Not as well as a dragon lance, but and they also talk about how the metallic dragons came to the aid of the humans, and there was a the war was between metallic dragons and chromatic dragons. So there's not a lot of Faerun's not there's not a plethora of metallic dragons just flying around like Kryn.
Yeah, there's a few hiding in cities,
right? So which is why they picked here, because they can bring all the chromatic dragons they want, but, the metallic dragons are very thin. So you're reading and reading and reading and realize like there was hundreds of dragons on the good side, hundreds of dragons on the on Tiamat's side. There, you know, this war took place over 6 years, and they were finally forced back. So it was a loss for them, but it took a lot to get it back. So
it was a moral victory.
It was a moral victory. Yeah. But you are picking up little hints here and there of what you could do to kind of steel yourself against the dragons.
Okay.
Most of it is around their eggs. Now, Tiamat doesn't have eggs because she's a god, but most dragons of the regent's status have a fairly large nest. So, yeah, that's what you get out of those books.
Okay. So we need dragon lances.
Need dragon lances.
Nice.
You don't have any.
Nice.
So further digging around the library, you actually see a broken dragon lance.
Ooh.
That's on display. Nice. And I'm going to let Weeblow roll a, I guess Arcana, I know, but it's very low DC. Very low DC for Weeblow.
Hope so.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll give you advantage on it.
Okay. 13.
Yeah, it's good enough. You're like, I think I could fix that. I'm pretty sure I could fix that.
My hammer could fix that.
Fix it.
Ding, 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 ding.
And everyone comes rushing in.
We're just reforging dragon lances for fun.
You said we were having a party. That's not a party. I loved it. I'm a blacksmith. So yeah, there is one dragon lance that's broken. Obviously, they put it on display because it's like, ha ha.
Yeah,
you broke your dragon lance, you stupid humans.
Mm.
But you know, the party's still going on. What are you guys going to do now? Are you going to rest here? I mean, it's getting kind of late. Are you going to maybe rethink the plan? It's not like you can't leave and come back.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could just, you know, Leroy Jenkins it, see what happens.
Well, I think at this point, no, we need dragon lances. So
yeah,
either
Leroy Jenkins,
either we would stay and hope to, like, find something more.
That's probably a prudent choice. Or, like I said, you could leave and we will try his hand at making a dragon lance. You'd have to probably take one of these books with you, which might be tough to get out.
Nah, that'd be easy.
No, they have those little things by the door. Sensors. Yeah, if you take it out, you can't get
those. Well, we don't need the whole book.
Shh. Oh.
Wow.
You rip pages out of books. I don't know if you know this.
Several pages.
Several pages. The book, though. That's not nice.
I would never rip pages out of
the
book.
Big Beaton didn't think about this at all.
Because I would never think of ripping pages out of the book.
You didn't.
I'm like, what?
I'll have to rewrite this whole fucking campaign now. You figure
uh-oh.
Can easily stash three pages in this somewhere.
There's a flaw in my logic.
Weeblow's just like, shh.
So Kreft comes in and he's like, hey, what are you guys doing?
Just stealing pages.
What? I'm sorry, what?
Having a time.
Yeah, we have a lot of these volumes won't make any sense to you because they're not from this world. But
yeah, they're hard to read.
There's a lot on Sylvan Esti, which you can read. It's where the High Elves used to live.
Mm-hmm.
We fucked it up pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Classic.
And yeah, I know you obviously are not a fan of High
Fuck
Elves.
The Elves, am I right?
Not yeah, that many people in our group are fan of High Elves.
No.
You know, not many people are fan of High Elves except for High Elves.
Right, because they're douches.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, even Wild Elves hate High Elves. So, you know, there's some interesting reads. There's some fiction.
Mm-hmm.
If you like stories of, I guess stories of adventure wouldn't be that great in D&D, right?
Yeah.
Especially if you're
not for the adventurers. Yeah.
We have, what fiction would adventurers read? Like,
I mean, Weeblow would read like rock romance.
Like Like two stones getting on?
No. Like, you know, like under the mountain, sort of.
Oh, yeah. Lust Under the Mountains?
Yeah.
You're into those kind of books? Weird. I know a guy you could call. So he said, he's like, there's not really a lot here. You guys can, why don't you rejoin the party? I'm gonna spend.
Where's our sleeping quarters anyway?
I can take you to them if you want.
Well, I mean, I don't know if we're ready for sleep quite yet, but.
You can walk back.
That's fair. It's a pretty far walk, though, it sounds
no,
like.
No, one way walk.
I don't like walking much. You're an adventurer.
You walk everywhere. I've been walking way too much. Let me put it that way.
I got my steps in, all right?
Not walking then.
Because I'm stretching out a little bit because it's 3:14, and I don't think you're going to be able to
yeah, we can stop.
Do much
it's fine.
After this, but you can go back to your quarters.
We just took the lance, right?
No. That's way too visible. Mm-hmm. That'll be a thing. Like if you can't, plus it's huge. Like I don't know where you're gonna put it. Like his glaive is like 6 feet.
Yeah, he just hides it behind his back.
Right next to my glaive.
What does anyone want to drink?
We can put it in our bag of holding on our
I'm
way.
Good. I'll take a Coke here to go.
I'm okay. Thank you.
But you, I don't think it would. No, you wouldn't be able to put it in the bag of holding. Why not? There's still mitts on bags of holding.
Yeah, by weight.
Not by size. Not by. I think by. Oh, it's if it could fit in the hole.
Yeah.
just.
If it fits in the hole, it's good to roll.
Just fit in the hole.
There's grass on the field.
Jesus Christ!
Not after the Brazilian blowout.
So, I don't think you'd be able to sneak it off that easily.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty. One, it's high up. Two, it's behind glass. You don't know if there's any spells on it or anything like that.
Mm.
You know, these guys are pretty high level clerics, so there's probably some shit.
We blow at least snuck out the couple pages on how to make Dragonlance.
Yeah, I'll tell you that I would say is okay. So they take you back to your quarters. Faldoresh says, "Hey, Audemon."
Yes.
Wait. I have different quarters for you.
No, you don't.
What?
No, he said he was going to put you in the fancy ones.
Oh, because I'm fancy.
I forget so No.
No, I like these ones.
I like these quarters.
It's like work.
Sorry, I'm used to the, you know, people treating me like garbage.
Just shit quarters.
That's not cool at all. You know, the Dragon Army allows drafts.
Nice.
I wanted to talk to you alone anyway. Not like that. Come on, man. I'm all man.
All right, stop saying man.
I'm into the ladies. You know, the ladies like me, and I like them back. he's like, no, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about your past and why you chose to leave the House of Benir.
Well,
it's a very high house.
It is a very high house. I mean, we are pretty amazing.
I think it's like the second highest house in Mandalorian.
I think it is the highest.
Yeah. I don't think anymore.
Okay.
No, it's been a while since you've been there.
It has been. Things could have changed. You know, I just want to quest out on my own. Yeah. See the world.
Wow. Huh.
Like sow your oats?
Yes.
Do you know what that means?
No.
Like just like
bang everything.
Oh. You know, like just get party.
So my baby,
I haven't banged anything. I interrupted people banging.
You could you could have banged the cow guy.
That's true. Yeah. No.
That was an opportunity missed.
But yeah, just you know, wanted to see what this world was about.
I mean, the above world, yeah. I get it. We don't have drought in Kryn. That's not a thing. Mm. So it's kind of... that's why I want to talk to you. I consider myself pretty worldly, and I'd like to hear about, you know, your culture.
No.
All right.
That's a fair thing for a drought to say, though, to be fair.
Yeah, that's fair.
Fuck off. All
right. Yeah, I know you're very private people. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to pry. I was just interested. If you know, if you If you don't want to talk about the past, I get it. Anyway, these are your quarters. They're very opulent.
Thank you.
You go. It's like the best place you've ever seen since you've left Menzo Verenzi. And even better than that.
So nice.
There's, you know, it's got a fountain in it. There's like a bath that's warm. And, you know, just everything that you could want is there. There's food. Mm. There's a wet bar.
Hey, Weebla, come look at my room.
That's pretty nice.
It's very nice. Now get out.
Weebla grabs a bottle of liquor.
Your rooms aren't any slouches either. You each get an individual room. They're not like his room, but...
He still grabbed a bottle of liquor. He doesn't care.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't. That's
fine. I'm taking this.
Fine, take it.
Fine. But when you're there,
there's some price tag under it. I don't know what that means. Bye.
You can't put it back. You have to take it out. You know, there's a way you can do it. You can take like a straw and siphon it out, and then pour water back into it, and then you're good.
We'll never find out.
We'll never find out. Perfect crime.
That's gross.
What?
Oh.
You can break into someone else's room and take their wet bar stuff. It's another way to do it.
I don't think there's a lot of wet bars here. there's probably a couple, but yeah, your rooms are very opulent, just not like that's kind of ridiculous.
Like you don't want a fountain in your room; it's going to make it all muggy.
Yeah,
mold
will grow. Yeah, here it's they clean it pretty often.
Yeah.
We have a lot of kobolds. you have Billy Cobalt coming in. Oh, excuse me, sir, I got a thing.
Stop touching my shit.
They run away. But just let us know. Put a thing on the door so we know when to clean.
Okay.
That's fair.
You can do that.
And your rooms are kind of... But you're starting to get, especially Glenn, roll a perception.
Oh, no. I took my way on my... I thought my roll
was over. This is the last roll.
Do it.
Ready? He's got okay perception. 17.
Yeah, that's good enough. You're getting the feeling that that Autumn's being groomed.
Uh-oh.
Groomed.
And you know Autumn loves when people are fawning over him and...
Groom me. He does say groom me a lot.
Groom me, daddy.
He knows what they're doing.
So you can keep that to yourself. You can tell it to the party or whatever. It's up to you.
Okay.